So let's get ourselves nice and rooted like the tree we were just practicing with, really feeling that stability through our lower extremities, the sounds of the exhale deepening us into that foundation of rootedness. And feeling to our capacity to meet challenges through the sense of torso rising up like the tree, the feeling of the breath on the inhale, and also too, again, that sense of the canopy, the branches and leaves gently swaying, gently releasing as we take in head and neck and feel whole body sitting and being breathed. And remembering your own particular aspirations for today and letting them guide this practice yet again. And then taking a nice big view of your life as it is now and looking back and just remembering what was really important. So, you know, I'm not talking about getting the housework done or, you know, getting a new car. I'm talking about the stuff, the details. But rather, what's been really, really important? And you might remember moments of great beauty or tenderness where things came together and you knew, this is why I'm here. This is what it means to be alive in a true way. And we've all had these moments many times. You might possibly recall a dear friendship, a moment with that friend, or time with your child or a child. Or engaging in some very purposeful endeavor. Perhaps even one that went beyond yourself. It might have earned you an income, but it had a little more to it. Or it might just be a sense of having a gracious attitude towards life. Being courteous and kind with people. Exerting care in your garden. Just remembering. And then pausing with that and imagining if this is helpful for you, letting it go if it's not, if it's disturbing, but if it feels helpful, imagining that you have some sense that you know you don't have too much longer to live, maybe another year or so. And looking forward into that year, asking yourself, what do I really care about? What really matters? How do I aspire to live? You may have some clues from your previous reflections. And what if now that distance between now and the end of your life is significantly shorter? Now you know it's just 1 month. What do you aspire to? Has it shifted a little or is it much the same? Just noticing. At any point, if you need a little soothing touch, hand to the heart to support you, by all means, doing that. And what if it was just 1 week now? Does anything shift with that? What do you aspire to? What's truly, truly important? And again, if the sense of life ending is not helpful, it's disturbing, let it go. And just keep asking, what do I really care about? How would I like to live for the next week? Time is shorter. It's just a sense of one day, last day. What do I aspire to? What really matters in living this life? Last few minutes or minute, last breath, as that makes sense to you. How would I like to live? From what aspirations? Through the beginning and the ending of one whole breath. And then pausing with that, and just feeling into the body and noticing where you're at. Oprah Winfrey says, ask yourself, what is my truest intention? Give yourself time to let a yes resound within you. When it's right, I guarantee that your entire body will feel it. I think that's wise advice. And so of all of the contemplations that you've been engaging in, looking at your life as it's been, and then looking forward, perhaps from the vantage point of knowing that life is short, see if you can notice anywhere from 2 to 4 really important aspirations. You know, is it things like, is it loving fully? Is it a sense of gratitude or reverence? Is it loving fully? Is it simply being present? Living from presence, from freedom. And so we can take these aspirations and translate them into phrases of aspiration, as we do with loving kindness practice. May I live from truth, or may I live from love, or may I grow in peace, however you like to word it. But anywhere from 2 to 4, that's about the limits of memory, or even just 1. And if you like, hand to the heart or some other soothing touch spot, and really drop into your felt sense within the body. Ah, yes, I care about this. Just as Oprah Winfrey was saying, I care about this. And silently repeating 1 or 2 or maybe 3 or 4, don't overwhelm yourself. 1 might be enough for right now. An aspiration, repeating it silently and feeling into it with your body. So take a few moments for that. And then pausing with that and just noticing whatever resonance you may feel in the body. And if you don't, that's fine too. Just means a little more diving. It's a deep practice. It's a deep practice diving into our deepest intentions, aspirations.